Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, what is up, Dream Builder? Cassin over here, and in this episode, I wanted to talk to you all about where I've been over these last, 6 months. And first, I'll just say I'm grateful that everybody has reached out to me, social media or, through text asking if the Dream Nation podcast was still going, what are we doing now? We brought in a lot of viewership with us partnering up with EYL, Earn Your Leisure, which has been super dope, but I told you all that I would be sharing what my journey has been like over this last year, and that's exactly what I wanted to do. So first I'll tell you, I'm very, very grateful for the support that we've continuously gotten for the podcast and the show. I can tell you that I'm not stopping, but over the last year, we made a decision, Julie and I, we made a decision at first that we were going to move down to Dallas. And so that was a big deal for us because it was one that we didn't foresee coming so soon. But to give you a little bit of backstory of why we decided to move down to Dallas, we got into it with our HOA, right? And more importantly, we just didn't feel like we had a community back where we were staying in Omaha. We lived there. We built that house in 2018. We lived there since then, and things were going okay. But we knew that eventually we always wanted to move down south and be somewhere with warmer weather, more opportunities. I honestly always thought that it was going to be Arizona, like that Phoenix Scottsdale area. I do love it every time we're there. It's just such good vibes, and it's been great. And so that was where I thought we were going to be moving. But then we had a couple of our best friends who moved down to Dallas. And at the same time, coincidentally, when we got into it with, our HOA, and it was over a pool that we had put in our backyard that nobody could see from the street. On top of that, and it wasn't an in-ground pool, of course. It was a above-ground pool, but it was a semi-in-ground pool. We paid a lot of money for this pool. That's a whole nother story, but long story short, the neighbors wound up telling on us, and then the HOA wound up basically sending us a letter saying, hey, they wanted us to take the pool down, even though no one could see it. Besides, obviously our neighbors to the left and to the right of us, other people could not see the pool, and it was our house. We pay taxes, right? It was our lot, and we pay a lot of taxes. Nebraska is very high for their property taxes. And so that was something that really rubbed us the wrong way. And, then the opportunity came for us to move down to Dallas. And for us, anybody who knows us, like, we're somebody who, we just take the leap of faith, and it's always been, as long as we got each other, Julie and I, then we're going to make it work. Like and we always have, right? And it's been very muddy. It's been very cloudy a lot of the times, but we've never turned our backs on each other, which is why I think that we've always been able to see things through. And at the end of the day, we've always been able to prosper. So anyway, we then made a decision last year that we were going to move down to Dallas. Now, with that being said, we also had the notion that we knew we were going to open up a couple learning centers down here. right? So we have the two in Omaha, and then we're going to open up a couple learning centers down here. So that was another segue for us to be able to open those up. We thought we've had a couple deals, but, you know, it takes a lot for deals to come together, especially when you're talking about these magnitudes of $3 to $4 million a deal. You can obviously get them less than that, but our big focus for us is making sure that we own the real estate with it, right? Because we went through leasing, and which we would do again if we found the right opportunity, but ideally we would want to own the real estate. So made that decision to move down here. And I'll tell you, the first week that we moved down here, it was crazy situation in itself, because that was when it was InvestFest down in Atlanta. And so InvestFest was going on. We moved down here on a Sunday. InvestFest was on that next Friday. So literally, we were down here for maybe like 3 days or so. And then I had to book a ticket to go to InvestFest. I get there in Atlanta at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we do the kind of like the pre-show stuff. And then the next morning by 11 a.m., I'm back on a flight to back here to Dallas to be, you know, with the family and that. So it was a crazy transition. And within that as well, we also had to figure out, you know, what were we going to do with our house back in Omaha? In the beginning, we tried to list it, but the market was really crazy. So then we decided that we were going to Airbnb it. Well, what was the problem with that? Well, the problem was we had already packed up all of our stuff and brought it down here. So now we had to refurnish that house. Right, which cost us, you know, a good amount of money, because it's not a small house, about 4,000, almost 4,000 square feet, right? Three different levels. It was a lot of house for us to try to furnish, to especially make it look nice, to get quality guests in the house. So that was a big deal for us as well. And then we also obviously had to make sure that we could, you know, pay the mortgage and then also pay for the house that we got down here. And we did choose to just rent down here for this first year, just so we can learn the areas, we can learn, you know, where we wanted to be long term, where we wanted to try to build our community. And so it's been a hell of a transition, right? The other thing is, you know, for CJ and school, which I'm going to continue to give you guys a little bit more insight and back end on, you know, life stories and what we're dealing with in business, what I'm dealing with CJ, you know, growing up as a father, growing up as a business owner, but to hopefully be able to provide you guys real and authentic insights in that life. But for a CJ in particular, over this last year, you know, he came from a school that was the best elementary school, at least on paper, public wise, in the entire state, right? And there was a lot of pride in that school. And he was definitely challenged academically. And in Elkhorn, which is the suburb of Omaha that we were living in, they have a very, very rigorous, you know, school curriculum. And so he did very, very well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He was always at the top of his class. And then when we moved here, it just wasn't the same type of curriculum. And he felt like he was too advanced for the curriculum. So what we found is that he was coming home. He was bored. He was saying, hey, can you have my teachers challenge me? Which is crazy because he wasn't saying that in Nebraska. And his grades were fine. He's never been a bad kid. But we also started to see that he was starting to transition a little bit more to being more about what his friends were doing, and they were saying school's dumb, school sucks. So we started to hear that language with him. So we had to really obviously lock that in a lot more and be more active on top of, you know, basketball and adjusting to that scene here because it's a lot more physical. And we're on a team that, you know, at one point we were number two in the country. Now I think we probably have dropped to like 10 or 15 because we've had a couple pretty big losses. And not to like, in terms of points, but in terms of to the teams that we've lost to. But here nor there, I mean, what rankings are what they are. It's only fifth grade basketball. But all of those things have really had me to be able to put, you know, on the back end, the podcast, as well as some other big ventures that I'm currently working on. And it's all these things just kind of, it took a little bit of the backseat and making sure that I was good and that the family was good. And so that's where I've been over these last 8 to 10 months. Now, I'm very fortunate that I've already built out a solid foundation. And that being the podcast and the audience that we have, that being the relationships that I've built and having the podcast be on the EYL network, which those brothers are doing amazing things. And all the relationships that I've built. So I wanted to be able to share this with you all, but also I wanted you to be able to have some takeaways from this. And I think the first takeaway is understand that life is too short to continuously second guess yourself. Right? And for me, whenever I know that I want to do something, I just go ahead and do it. Why? Is because I would rather live with the failure or the loss rather than the regret of not doing it. So when we had this opportunity to move down here to Dallas, we took that. And why is because we knew that that was very important for us to not have regret, right? The second thing is understand that your mental health has to come first. There's so many people out there right now that are struggling with depression or some type of anxiety. And it's because they're focused on pleasing everybody else or they're focused on what everybody else is doing in their life. And one of the best quotes that I've ever heard in my life is the thief of all joy and success is comparison. Let me say that again. The thief of all joy and success is comparison. Or I'll say it a different way. Comparison is the thief of all joy and success. And so you can't compare other people because you don't know what their backstory is. You don't know what handouts or even hand ups that they've been given. You don't understand what the adversity is that they've maybe went through. And so you have to focus on your journey and understand that when you start focusing on you and your family, everybody's going to have an opinion. Everybody's going to have some type of he or she shouldn't have been doing that or they've changed. But you can't allow that to affect who you are because you know that you had a purpose before they had an opinion. And so I think that that's very important. And for me, even though, you know, I chose to take a step back from this podcast at the time, it was because I knew that my purpose and what I had to do for my mental health as well as for my family's mental health because we were making a huge transition. And last but not least, I would say always make sure that you lean on your team. Because for me, yes, of course, I've leaned on my wife and my family to be able to keep me going emotionally, physically, everything, right? Because we have a why when we lean on them. But at the same time, one of the things that I've been able to do is make sure that I develop the stronger relationships with the people who I would consider my team. And so, like, for an example, I have a good buddy who now has become a brother of mine, and we have done accountability call every single Friday for the last year and a half. And so as I was going through all of these transitions, the goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the uncertainty, the confidence, right, all these things, I was able to lean on him to have these conversations because it gave me some type of consistency and stability. Right. It gave me somebody to lean on that I could be vulnerable with, but at the same time to understand who I was, because we all need a reality check sometimes, or we just need a pickup or whatever. And so for you right now, I would say if you're in a position where you're going through some changes, you have uncertainty in your life, you have anxiety in your life, you're going through depression, it doesn't matter what it is, find that circle. And that circle might be a leadership group, right? Somebody who's learning about leadership. That circle might be a Facebook group. That circle might be your family. That circle could be a lot of different people. But I want you to lean on them because, again, understand that at the end of the day, after every storm, after every winter, there comes what? There comes spring and there comes sun. And so for you right now, even if you're going through a change, understand that this too shall pass because no pain lasts forever. And so hopefully that can help you all. But that's a little bit into my insight, my journey. I pray that you all, you know, keep following up with me because it keeps me accountable. But also keep tuning into the podcast. I can tell you that we have so much more. I'm going to make this podcast this much bigger and better. We're already 300 episodes in. Right. But we're going to make this so much bigger and better because I am going to be sharing with you all, you know, live conversations that I have. I'm going to be sharing with you all AI tools that I'm using in my business of how I'm adapting. Obviously, we're going to start doing, you know, bigger and better interviews, which is going to be great as well. But remember, in the dream, we trust. But you got to be willing to take action on that dream, because if not, that dream that you have, and we all have one, but it'll only merely be a fantasy without any action. That's all for this one. Stay locked in, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.